when the Lord God Almighty spoke directly to my heart and said these words to me, build me an educational system with Valor Christian College as the centerpiece. I stood on three priorities. Number one, an unwavering commitment to the moving of the Holy Spirit and the fire of Pentecost. Second, academic excellence, meeting or exceeding the highest standards of accreditation and integrity. Number three, practical application and impartation to acquire and use for the glory of God. Listen, words cannot adequately express the excitement that builds day by day on the campus of Valor Christian College, the school of revival. So allow me to let you experience just a few moments of the anointing waiting for you at Valor. That's the kind of supercharged Holy Ghost atmosphere you or someone you love has been searching for. Your search is over. Take the next step. Do it today. Do it right now. Schedule your personal VIP tour today at valorcollege.edu or just call the admissions team at the number that's right there on your screen. Do it. Do it right now. Change your life and change the world. There's never been a better time under a greater anointing to complete your fully accredited associate or bachelor's degree. I'm looking forward to seeing you, someone you love, right here on our expansive, beautiful, Holy Ghost campus, real soon.
Equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Well, as always, my great, great joy to welcome you. Thank you for taking some time to be with me on your breakthrough. You know, it's been your breakthrough ever since we started over 40 years ago daily. We thank God for you. You're such a blessing. Well, here we are. It's a brand new year. It's full. Here's what the Lord's speaking to me. It's full of benefits, full of blessings in serving the Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of heaven and earth, the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God, who alone knows the end from the beginning, Alpha, Omega. Well, today I'm going to open the pages of this glorious, eternal, and inerrant text in the great hope that today's teaching on your breakthrough will serve to help recalibrate your faith. I want to encourage your faith. I want to strengthen your faith. I want to feed your faith. As Brother Sumrall said, starve your doubts to death. We're going to take this time together today to ensure that Jehovah God is the focus and focal point of everything in our lives at the very beginning of this brand new year. I want you to focus. What you do, this is so vitally important. What you do today will determine God's response all the way to the end of the year. It is His irrefutable law, instituted by God Himself. It is a holy ordinance. It is a divine directive. It is an inescapable instruction to every believer. And thank God that includes you. It's defined as the law of first fruits. Let me give you an example. What we do first totally determines what God is released to do next in our lives. Not next meaning just tomorrow. Hear me. Not just for the month of January, but for February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, all the way in October when the leaves are turning, November when the weather turns cool in Ohio, December, all the way to the end of the year. Let me be absolutely clear. This, what I'm going to teach you today, is not some peculiar, antiquated, philosophic concept. And I'm going to prove that to you. I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to teach directly from Scripture about it today. It's very, very relevant to our everyday lives. It is central, foundational to our growing relationship with God. If you'll receive this teaching today, I know that it will reverberate strongly in your life, so strongly that any negative circumstance, person that you may encounter will be turned around all year long. Now, get this concept, this precept. Since God created everything, and if you don't believe He did, then you're probably watching the wrong broadcast. If God created it, because He created it, He has absolute right and claim to it. If you created something, you're its owner. And that's why we have to be aware that we must give God our attention before pursuing anything else. Regardless of how noble or how necessary that pursuit might in itself be. You remember this. Keep God first in everything. All the way back in the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses and the book of Exodus, Moses received an instruction directly from heaven. He was to tell Pharaoh, let Israel go. But you hear this. Because they were God's firstborn, that's the reason. Egypt refused, of course, and then received the recompense of their reward. Israel then was to give the Lord God Jehovah their firstborn lamb. Firstborn. Foundationally important, overwhelmingly critical to understand. When God asked for the first lamb, firstborn lamb, he wasn't asking the shepherd to see how many lambs a ewe, a female sheep, would produce and then give God one of them. That's not what he said at all. God declared and decreed, the first one belongs to me, God. Why did he do that? Well, listen and I'll teach you. He did it because we serve a faith God. We don't serve some other kind of God. You see, it requires faith to give the first because you have no guarantee of any more to come. So, when you give the first, that Israelite family, they didn't know whether there would ever be a second lamb born. It's the same today. It requires faith to live in the reality, in the power, in the promise of God's immutable law of firsts. Because our God is holy. He will never accept second place in our lives, nor should he. He requires us to trust him. And absolutely nothing demonstrates our faith, our trust, like placing him first of all. When we obey Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Yireh, our provider, he activates his plan for our victory. When we release the first portion, by that, God redeems and multiplies the rest. And he does it for our benefit because God loves his children and God loves you. Now, this very principle, this truth, this reality reverberates in every single area of our lives. You believe me, throughout my 50 years of gospel ministry, I've heard every reason imaginable, people saying they can't obey God in his command of first fruits offerings. They just can't do it. Things they say like, well, I have to pay my child's school bill, or, you know, my child needs new tennis shoes. Listen to me now, come on. Your victory and mine in the kingdom of God completely depends upon making our decision to obey God's command. God's miracle is released when we do what he commands. Let me encourage you right now, at the very beginning of a brand new year, I want you to get started in the right direction. How? By giving God, according to his word, your first fruits offering. You know, first fruits is mentioned 32 times in your Bible. And look, if it's that important to God, it certainly has to be that important to us. Now, don't be a believer that ignores the old covenant. Don't do it. The Lord Jesus himself warned against that kind of thing. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, he says so. He said, Don't think, Jesus, that I came to destroy the law. Listen, he said he came to fulfill the law. And if first fruits was a vital statute then, it carries even greater weight now because we're living in a greater dispensation. Today is the day to act. Faith without works is dead, being alone. Today's the day to offer King Jesus our very best first fruits offering. Now, many of our breakthrough covenant friends and partners in revival sow a representation of their first day's increase in that year. Others set aside 1 week's increase during the first month of the year. Miss Joni and I, we sanctify our entire first month's increase every year. What a joy it is. I'm telling you, you have no earthly idea how God blesses you when you give him representation that you're putting him first that year. Listen, it sanctifies our work. It sanctifies our labor by giving a divinely, scripturally commanded first fruits offering at the beginning in the first month of a new year. So make it your very best as the Holy Spirit directs your heart. You can do that by simply picking up your phone and call that number right there on your screen 24 hours a day. Or you could sit down and do what we love, write a short little note to me. Send it to me in your letter with your best first fruits offering.
Rod Parsley's prayer for you is that 2026 will bring you deeper purpose, greater provision, and abundant blessing because you've obeyed God's instruction.
It's true. What you do now determines what God will do next. Open the door for God's divine blessing, as Jesus promised in Matthew chapter 6.
The first month of the year is the time to put first things first. Honor the Lord with your very best first fruits offering and target your seed toward the most important needs in your life.
As you give, Dr. Parsley wants to thank you by sending you this uplifting flip calendar, Begin with Grace, Inspiration for Daily Life. Center your day on the truth of God's Word and His promise for you and your family.
You'll also receive the exciting two-part teaching series, Freedom First. You'll be enriched and empowered as you learn God's key to your freedom.
Trade your plan for His purpose. All these gifts will build your faith for a year of new beginnings and abundant blessing.
Call with your first fruits offering. Visit rodparsley.com or rush your letter in the mail by January 31st. Give with expectation that God will prosper you, your family, health, finances, and future in 2026.
Well, I'd like to illustrate for you the overwhelmingly important concept, precept, truth of first fruits in a way you may have never heard before. Now, the New Testament refers to people as first fruits. Take, for example, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Then, verse 23 adds, but every man in his own order, Christ, the first fruits. That'd be the best, right? Afterward, those who are Christ at his coming. Now, right here, the great Apostle Paul is placing our Savior, Jesus Christ himself, as the ultimate offering of first fruits, because his glorious resurrection from the dead sealed the whole thing. Now then, back in the old economy, the high priest would wave first fruits, barley offerings before the Lord as an offering of far more than the barley in his hand. The entire harvest then would be accepted by God. That means that just as certainly as Jesus Christ is the first of a divinely orchestrated harvest of people, you and I are in it, resurrected from the power of death, that'll be us, he will by no means be the last one, Jesus, because he's also, according to Romans 8:29, the firstborn of many brethren. That's you and me. In Colossians 1:15, he's the firstborn of every creature. And in Colossians 1:18, the firstborn from the dead, the Lord. Jesus Christ, the firstborn of our Father, has received the blessing of God, the inheritance of a firstborn son, a double portion anointing. And he desperately desires to share every blessing he has received with you as you truly make him first of all. Now, hear this. The only part of the Bible that's actively at work in your life is that portion that you've decided to believe. There's no way to successfully change your tomorrow without changing whose words you believe today, right now. All of the promises of God are conditional. God says, I'll do this when you do that. You're not responsible to perform a miracle, only to begin one through an act of obedience. So here's God's challenge to you. From Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, it's very simple. He says, honor the Lord with all your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase, so that your barns will be filled with plenty. Well, I know that you don't want to just get by. Enough of that is enough. It's possible when we do what Exodus 34:26 teaches us to do, which is to bring your first fruits to God's house. It's so simple. It's so clear. I want you to listen to this amazing testimony. It's from Keith. Keith is a godly man who sat under our ministry since the age of 4. He knew about God's plan of seed time and harvest. He bravely served in the military, completed his commitment, and had a harvest in mind, enrolling in an Ivy League school to finish his degree. Well, Keith knew what to do. He said, I sowed a sacrificial seed and I gave it an assignment. Just a short time later, he was accepted into Columbia University, one of the top schools in the nation. And he added these words, if you want your children to be successful, instill in them the importance of first fruits. Well, you've heard God's command, and you've heard Keith's testimony. So what is it time for now? It's time for you to take a step of faith, obey the command, and release the blessing upon your life and your family the rest of the year by sowing your very best first fruits offering. Pray about beginning with at least your first day's increase. Sow it in January. Many, many of our partners and friends sow their first week's increase of the new year. Miss Joan and I, we've always sown the entire month of January. And we're so blessed in doing it. At first, we didn't know how we could do it, but we did it. And God so richly blessed year after year. I hope right now you'll take that phone. It's right there. You can reach it. And you'll call right now with your very best first fruits offering. Sow it in obedience. Sow in great faith. You can also write to me and include your first fruits offering. Whatever you do, don't miss this window of opportunity. It closes January 31st.
Rod Parsley's prayer for you is that 2026 will bring you deeper purpose, greater provision, and abundant blessing because you've obeyed God's instruction.
It's true. What you do now determines what God will do next. Open the door for God's divine blessing, as Jesus promised in Matthew chapter 6.
The first month of the year is the time to put first things first. Honor the Lord with your very best first fruits offering and target your seed toward the most important needs in your life.
As you give, Dr. Parsley wants to thank you by sending you this uplifting flip calendar, Begin with Grace, Inspiration for Daily Life. Center your day on the truth of God's Word and His promise for you and your family.
You'll also receive the exciting two-part teaching series, Freedom First. You'll be enriched and empowered as you learn God's key to your freedom.
Trade your plan for His purpose. All these gifts will build your faith for a year of new beginnings and abundant blessing.
Call with your first fruits offering. Visit rodparsley.com or rush your letter in the mail by January 31st. Give with expectation that God will prosper you, your family, health, finances, and future in 2026. Advancing the Gospel Together. Revival Covenant Partners brought you this broadcast of Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. We're training world changers at Valor Christian College and expanding the church through City Harvest Network. There's compassion in action through Bridge of Hope's continuing relief efforts wherever the love of Christ is needed. Thank you for your investment in souls, lifting up the bloodstained banner of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Breakthrough is a broadcast and online outreach of Bridge of Hope.